AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden orders the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's strategic reserve. The move done in concert with a number of other nations, including China and India. He also says the log jams at the nation's ports are easing.
In the past 3 weeks, the number of containers sitting on docks blocking movement are down by 33%. Shipping prices are down 25%. More goods are moving more quickly and more cheaply out of our ports, onto your doorsteps and onto store shelves.
Jury deliberations underway. Brunswick, Georgia. Prosecutor Linda Donikowski wrapped up her closing argument in the trial of three white men charged in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, who was black, in their neighborhood near Brunswick in February 2020. She tells the jurors that Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Roddy Bryan initiated the events that led to Arbery's death.
You can't claim self-defense if you are the unjustified initial aggressor. Meaning, if you started it, who started this? Wasn't Ahmaud Arbery.
That from Court TV. Judge Timothy Walmsley, also from Court TV, closed his jury instructions with this.
Whatever your verdict is, it must be unanimous, that is, agreed by all, as to each count of the indictment, and as to each defendant.
A win in a federal court in Cleveland for a pair of Northeast Ohio counties suing three pharmacy chains. A jury deciding CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart recklessly distributed tens of millions of pain pills in Lake and Trumbull counties, leading to hundreds of overdose deaths and costing each county about $1 billion. Two other chains, Rite Aid and Giant Eagle, already have settled lawsuits with the counties. The trial was part of a broader number of federal opioid lawsuits, about 3,000 in all. This is AP News. Eight civilian Philadelphia Police Department employees have been indicted on charges of collecting pandemic unemployment assistance they were not entitled to because they remained on the job. Seven are dispatchers, one is a clerk. The eight are charged with theft of government funds, wire fraud, and mail fraud. A big surprise in the Grammy nominations, AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
A musician who is most known for his work on late-night television is the headline of this year's Grammy nominations. It's Jon Batiste, whose night job is that of bandleader for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Right now, his main gig is the man with the most Grammy nods going into next year's ceremony. The Oscar winner came out with 11 nominations, including Album of the Year for We Are, along with Record of the Year for Freedom. We'll find out just how many of those nods Batiste will cash in when the Grammys are handed out January 31st. First of next year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.